Michael Jones joins us fresh from the pictures to review a couple of films for us this morning. Mr. Jones, good morning.
Morning, Mitch. Do you like young adult fiction?
Not my favourite, but why do you ask?
Well, there's plenty of movies based on young adult fiction around these days, and this is one of them. There's young adult fiction set in post-apocalyptic futures.
Is young adult is this kind of code for teeny bopper? Is that kind of the new version
maybe
of that
teeny
word?
Boppers and even up to the age of 25, perhaps Ooh. Even adolescent fiction.
Wow, okay. Yes.
Anyway, look, this is the third in the Divergent series of movies. This is called Allegiant.
Allegiant.
Allegiant, yeah. So Shailene Woodley's in this, Theo James, Zoe Kravitz, Naomi Watts, Octavia Spencer, Jeff Daniels, and Miles Teller. It's directed by Robert Schwentke. Now, after the revelations of Insurgent, though, can anyone remember what those revelations were?
No.
I don't know. It's been a good 12 months. And the demise of Janine, there's a power struggle going on in Chicago between the various factions and also between the people that took over after the demise of Janine.
Uh-huh.
This bums Triss, who's played by Shailene Woodley, out, and Four as well, that's Theo James. It bums them out so much that they decide to go beyond the wall.
Right.
To find out what else might be out there. And what do they find?
Trouble.
Well, a very talkative Jeff Daniels.
Oh.
Playing a guy called David. Like I said, another one of those post-apocalyptic teen trilogies that's had its third book broken up into two movies.
Mm.
I think greed rearing its ugly head again. But so you can pretty much expect nothing to happen in this, nothing much to happen in this film, except the death of a few minor characters and lots of long, boring exposition scenes featuring Triss and David, where they just talk to each other a lot.
Sounds pretty exciting.
Oh, it's awesome. There is some running, some chasing, some shooting, jumping and fighting, but none of it really leads to much. So if you really have to be pretty allegiant to this series to be hanging out for what is hopefully going to be the final film probably next year.
All right, okay. So thrilling stuff to come.
Thrilling stuff. Wide Open Sky.
Mm-hmm.
This is a documentary. This one won the audience vote at last year's Sydney Film Festival, and it's getting a release. General release now.
Yep.
It's directed by Lisa Nichol. Wide Open Sky follows music teacher Michelle Leonard around the northwest of New South Wales as she tries to assemble 130 kids aged about 8 to 18 to perform in a children's choir that she calls Murrumbilla Voices at a festival in Coonamble. Michelle believes that kids need to be exposed to the arts, and with that exposure to the arts, it can lead to great things and give them opportunities that, you know, obviously that they might otherwise not get. Look, the film features half a dozen kids who are in the choir as well, including Kynan. He's an Aboriginal, young Aboriginal footy player who basically wants to get a scholarship to go to a private school in Sydney.
To play footy,
but he realises this choir thing might be good for him, so mm-hmm. he does it, and turns out he's a pretty bloody good singer. There's also Taylor, another young Indigenous girl who wants to learn to read and write music. There's also a girl called Opal from a small mining town, as you might get. Ella and Caitlin, they're best friends, but they're super keen and love the choir.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's Mac. He loves singing and dancing and just doesn't really fit in with the other boys in his local small town. I get the feeling that Mac probably wouldn't fit in with the boys in his local suburb if he lived in Sydney.
Right.
But within the choir, he does find a way to express himself. Look, at the beginning of the film, it's kind of suggested that the area that this northwest of New South Wales is one of the most disadvantaged in New South Wales. We only really seem to see evidence of that through Opal's experience. She has a very disabled father, and where she lives doesn't look very, very glamorous.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know whether they're implying that because of large numbers of Indigenous people or what, but it just seems that we don't really get enough of that. But look, Wide Open Sky, it is a fairly conventional procedural documentary, but its goal, I guess, is to showcase the inspiring and uplifting experience that kids coming together to make and learn and perform challenging pieces of music can be. And it definitely succeeds on that front. You'll smile a lot. Look, Wide Open Sky hits all the right notes.
Nice one. And those two films are out today, Michael Jones?
Both out today.
There you go. A couple of good different options to check out at the pictures if you get the chance over the next few days. Thank you very much, Michael Jones.
Pleasure.
Catch you next time.